Welcome to Westminster Abbey on this third Sunday of Advent. My name is the Reverend Dr. Jamie Hawkey, and I'm canon theologian and almoner at the Abbey. Today I'll be reflecting on words from the Gospel of St. Luke and thinking about the great and mighty wonder of God in this Advent season. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm, he has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned to her home. While there are many musical settings of Mary's song, her Magnificat, there are surprisingly few pictures of the actual scene. But the events in Luke's Gospel which preempt or prompt this outpouring of praise are much loved by artists. This is Mary's visit to her kinswoman Elizabeth, the much older mother of the unborn John the Baptist, equally astonished at her own situation. Many pictures show a greeting just on the edge of a profound embrace, arms outstretched towards the other, the young Mary and the mature Elizabeth, both acknowledging their miraculous, grace-filled pregnancies, perhaps seeking reassurance moments before they hold each other in solidarity and hope. This is a movement of faith, perhaps surprising in its joy, and as a result, their faith overflows into song and prophecy. Mary's soul magnifies the Lord. Through Mary's openness to God and to God's promises, the future of the world suddenly looks bigger. The Lord's action can now be perceived to reach more deeply and more immediately into human existence than perhaps had ever quite been perceived before. All the hopes of the prophets come cascading into one place through the good news of Mary's child. The humble will be called blessed. God's strength will scatter the proud in their conceit. The lowly will be raised, the hungry filled. Mercy will be shown to all who receive this promise. Sometimes we talk about God's judgment during Advent, and in Mary's Magnificat, we learn what this means. The birth of Christ is God's judgment on the world. A judgment which leaves no one unchanged, a judgment which sifts and embraces, a single, pure act of love, which will expose the shallow lies of the world about power, selfishness, pride, and control. All this will be subject to the kind of fragile yet utterly free love which we see in the vulnerability of a child. The violent and greedy will do all they can to impose their judgment on this scene, to control it, even to annihilate it. In Advent, we remember God's judgment is coming. God's promises will be fulfilled, and the surprising face of this judgment is Jesus, our Saviour, our hope and our joy, freely sung by a young woman from Nazareth. Thank you for joining me for this reflection. This is part of a series of reflections each Sunday in Advent as we prepare for the coming of Christ at Christmas. To find out more about Advent and Christmas at the Abbey and our online faith resources, visit our website at www.westminster-abbey.org/Advent.